Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to the Amerinds Podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. This is, of course, my first podcast of 2009, Archer, and it's good to be back. We had a really good break. Nigel, of course, was off from Christmas Eve right through until Monday. He went back to work yesterday and had a good time, had a good leisurely break, got well rested. But now it's back into it. And today's episode is called Changes in Beginnings, partly because that's what a new year represents, but also because we've got some major changes and beginnings that are happening here. And I'll tell you about that in the main topic today, and after that, just a few comments and things. But first, a few things related to this podcast. And for that, I first have a voicemail message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Arthur calling your brand new voice line. Now nobody has to ring it for another 30 days. Isn't that great? Bye.
Yes, I was one of the unfortunate people who lost their voice line over the holidays, or recently. I last got a call around Thanksgiving from Tom the Ramble Redhead, and the 30 days were up around Christmas. I don't know when exactly. And, of course, I didn't think about it, obviously, and nobody rang me, and I didn't ring it, so I lost the line. And I had thought about not replacing it all until I remembered that in the past I've gotten questions or basically topic suggestions on that line, and I thought, well, I don't really want to cut off means for people to interact with the podcast. So I went ahead and got a new number, which is 206-666-5172. And of course, that is on the podcast website, and it'll be in the show notes and all those sorts of things. So since I've already rung it, nobody needs to ring it for another 30 days, but I am going to be harassing you as the time gets closer, because it would be nice if I don't have to call my own number. However, I'm determined I will, if that's what it takes to keep the thing. Anyway, this is a new year, and things are changing. Not dramatically, not in terms of format or anything like that. But in the coming year, I'm hoping to have a lot more interviews. Because I'm based in New Zealand, and because most of my listeners are in the U.S., and probably know, well, next to nothing about New Zealand, quite frankly, I thought what I would like to do is do some more interviews with people here in New Zealand. Now, some of them will be expats from various countries, including the U.S. Some of them won't be. Some of them will just be people who may be interesting, or maybe they're working in an area I think is interesting, or whatever it might be. But basically just to share some of my reality, I guess, with you. And toward that end, over the weekend, I picked up a set of matched microphones. And you might be thinking to yourself, what? Who cares? Well, it makes the sound better, that's why. And I'm going to be taking those out with me in the future when I do these interviews, so that I can essentially have what amounts to a mobile studio there with me when I do these interviews. So hopefully that'll work out well. I don't have any lined up at the moment. I'm frankly not planning on doing much of anything about that until February. And there are reasons for that. And that actually brings me immediately into my main topic. As you all know, or should know, by God you should know, my birthday is on January 21st, which, by the way, is Inauguration Day in the U.S. because of the time zones. And it is a rather large birthday, being my 50th, and we were planning on having a party for the family and friends, as you do, and we decided we would have that party on Saturday the 24th, which is the Saturday after my birthday. And there's nothing unusual in any of that. That's the sort of thing that we often do for major family events, and birthdays in particular. However, we've decided to do one more thing that day. We're getting our civil union. Yes, we have finally decided to do it. Nigel and I are going to essentially be married on that day. Now, it's a very personal thing, so I'm not going to podcast that. I'm not going to record it and post it. Not the video, not anything like that, because it is just for us. It's our family and our friends. But I'm going to tell you about it all the same. Now, of course, a civil union in New Zealand is virtually identical to marriage. It certainly is in every respect that really matters. The only areas where there is a major difference is in family law, particularly adoption. But that has nothing to do with the Marriage Act or the Civil Union Act. That's family law is controlled by completely different laws, which have to be changed separately. But that's a whole other battle, a whole other issue, and it doesn't affect us, frankly. What it will do is it will immediately make us next of kin for each other, so that, among other things, we get automatic right of inheritance, and the right to visit each other in hospitals, say in intensive care in particular, which is where it's really an issue. All those kinds of things. We are legally each other's family. Now, under New Zealand law, any couple who's together, same sex or opposite sex, who's together 3 years or longer is what they call de facto. And they get most of the rights and privileges of marriage without going through, or civil union without going through the process, but not everything. And they are in a somewhat legally weaker position than if they are married or in a civil union. And both of those are stronger than just a will can provide. So we get all of the rights and privileges and benefits of marriage, even though it's not marriage. And it's a legal process that's administered by the government. Now, Nigel and I had talked about doing this before, tying it together with my birthday, because we knew that everybody in the family was going to be coming to that anyway. And we thought, well, you know, it's a good opportunity to do that without having to make them come to Auckland a second time. And originally, one of our original ideas was to do it as a sort of a surprise. But, you know, that's not really fair to people to kind of spring it on them without them knowing it. So we decided to let them know in advance that that's what we're doing. And so around 2 or so in the afternoon, we're going to be having the civil union ceremony. And then late afternoon, early evening, the birthday party will start. Now, practically speaking, there's not any real dividing line between the two. We'll probably just go put on our party dresses for that. But seriously, we've been thinking about this for quite a while, but we only decided to do it over Christmas, and there was the problem. Being Christmas and public holidays, most of the things we needed to do couldn't be done until, you know, offices reopened and those kinds of things. But the first thing we needed to do was to find what's called a celebrant. Now, a celebrant isn't necessarily a minister. It's just somebody who is legally authorized to perform these ceremonies. A marriage celebrant does not have to perform civil unions, and a civil union celebrant isn't necessarily able to perform a marriage. They're set up differently, I suppose you'd say. So there was a celebrant that Nigel knew from way back in the 80s when they worked on an AIDS hotline together. But we couldn't reach him over the holidays, obviously, so we had to wait until after New Year's. And we finally got a hold of him, and he was able to do it. He was free that day. So we went and met with him and told him what we wanted and didn't want, those sorts of things. And then the last week, we went to the Department of Births, Deaths, and Marriages and filed our civil union application. And the license will be ready to collect on Thursday this week. And that's all the bits and pieces that were legally required. Since then, we've taken care of rings. We've organized food and a cake and all kinds of things like that. But it's not going to be like a wedding. It's more personal. First of all, we're holding it at our home. I left that part out. The party was going to be here anyway, but we just decided it's a more comfortable place. It's less wedding-like. It's a better space. And as some of you will remember from earlier podcasts, the main holdup for us in having the civil union was venue. We couldn't figure out where to have it. So with the decision that we were going to have here, everything else has been sort of falling into place. And it's been fairly trouble-free. I mean, I still have a lot of work to do organizing the house, as you'd expect, after basically 3 weeks off. So I've got a little bit of work cut out for me, but it's not that big a drama. I'm certainly up to it. And that is our big news. On Saturday the 24th, we will be legally joined as a couple. Granted, we've been together for 13 years by this point, but it does, as I said before, it does make us legally family, which is an important thing to both of us. And, you know, and some people might think, well, why are you even bothering after 13 years? You've obviously got, you know, you don't really need it. Well, of course, it's not been an option for 13 years. It's only been an option for the past almost 4. It came into force in April of 2004. And we couldn't do it at that time. There's a family wedding that was already planned and a few other bits and pieces like that we just couldn't organize, and we moved during that period since then. So this is really, we've finally gotten to the point where we could seriously think about it. And everything just fell together at the right time, the right place, and we're on. So that does mean that the podcast will be interrupted somewhat, the podcast schedule, because of that. Now, later this week, I'm going to be posting a political chat episode with Jason, and I will be back again next week for an episode on Tuesday, but I am not going to be recording any more that week. The next scheduled time on that week would be the day before the Civil Union, and I think I'm going to be a bit busy, so that's not going to happen. However, on Monday, I'm going to pre-record something that I'll post that day. So if any of you are inclined to send us messages of goodwill or what have you, either for my birthday or the Civil Union or both, you're welcome to do so. You can send an MP3 file to me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at ammermanspodcast.com. Or if you prefer, you can ring the new U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. It's up to you. Don't feel obligated by any means. Now, some of you may want to send us a card, which is fine. The snail mail address is on ammermanspodcast.com under the contact me details. However, please don't feel obligated to do that, and certainly don't send us any gifts. If you feel like buy something nice for yourself. You deserve it. But we really don't need any gifts, much as the thought is appreciated. But a card, if you feel like sending a card, that would always be nice. But that is the main topic I wanted to tell you about, the main news, and I'm going to now go on to comments. Of course, there aren't any voicemail messages for the reason I discussed earlier, so by all means, feel free to send me a message on that. But as far as comments go, Lauren had left a comment on Ameren's 135, Who's Alice, which I'll leave you to read on your own because it's going back a bit now. But I'm going to pick up now with the previous audio podcast, episode 136, Menakirimiti. And first up was Roger Green, who said, "Nope, Who's Alice was shorter. Merry Christmas, Arthur." And of course, in that podcast, I said that I thought it was going to be my shortest ever. And my response explains why it wasn't. I say, "Ha ha ha, that's what you get when you work without a script. I guess it ended up longer than I thought because I just when I thought I was done, nearly done, I realized that I hadn't said what that title meant. And so I had to go back and add that. Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you too." And that it was on track to be my shortest ever until I realized that, because I can't very well say something like that without explaining what it is. But next on that episode was Gary Gay on Main Street, who said, "Arthur, you said something in your podcast about people who listen to your podcast but never leave a comment. Well, I had to raise my hand. I have been listening to your podcast since I bought my iPhone in August 2007. The two podcasts I listen to without fail is Archer Radio first and then your podcast. After that, I sporadically listen to the other podcasts that you guys are always talking about. I'm a 61-year-old gay male living in Main Street in downtown Dallas. I really like listening to Archers in Your Everyday Life. I enjoyed all your political shows. One of the best things that happened this last year, was Barack winning the election. I'm going to be off on Inauguration Day so I can watch and celebrate. That is going to be a bigger day than New Year's. Enjoy the next 2 weeks off with Nigel. Hope you guys have a great New Year, although I'm not in Chicago. It's still cold in Dallas. I envy you being in the middle of summer. Again, have a great New Year, and I will comment and not just listen. Gary Gay on Main Street." And I said, "Thanks so much for commenting. I always intended that the podcast be a conversation, one that anyone could feel free to join, but never feel obligated to do so. Whatever. You know what I mean. I agree with you about Barack. Inauguration Day in the U.S. is the following day here because of time zones, which means it'll be on my birthday. What a great birthday present. I hope you have a great New Year, too, and I look forward to interacting with you more." And I do. And thank you, Gary. And as I said, everyone should feel free to interact, whether it's through the comments, by email, or on the comment line. Doesn't matter. I welcome any interaction, even negative interaction for that matter. I'm not, as I said before on that episode, I'm not precious. But getting back to birthday present thing again, because Barack Obama is being inaugurated on my birthday, I think that America has already given me a great birthday present, and that's why nobody needs to worry about a thing. But the episode after that, of course, was my third video, which was entitled Auckland Christmas. And the first comment was from Archer, who said, "Those guys were hot. I'd celebrate Christmas or buy a tree from them. Thanks for sharing your images with us." And then next was Lauren, La Lauren, who said, "What beautiful scenery. And the coasts aren't too bad either." I added that part. "It would be nice if shirtless guys would sell Christmas trees in Chicago, but it's just a tiny bit cold for that." And I said, In all honesty, one of the things that struck me about them was simply that it was possible to sell Christmas trees wearing nothing but shorts. A totally alien concept to me. If I'd had my wits about me that day, I would have done a proper interview, but that was a spur-of-the-moment thing. You live and learn, though. And the thing about that is that when I did that, I wanted to get their photo for my blog, and I wanted to ideally shoot some video of them as well. And I was incredibly nervous when I went up there, because I think it's safe to say I'm old enough to be their father. And there was a little bit of either feeling, not that I was a dirty old man, but that I might come across as a dirty old man. And that's not at all what I wanted. I wanted to capture it because, as I said in the comment, it's just the whole thing seemed so alien to me. And so I asked them if I could take their photo and if I could film them. They said sure, and then I took their photo. And when I did when I was done videoing them, you know, waving at the cars and that, I asked them if they wanted to say a few words to the internet, and they said sure. Well, that hadn't been my plan, and so I didn't have any questions prepared. And so basically, the questions I asked them were, "Are what's on what you see on the video?" And if I'd thought about it more, I would have had some prepared questions to ask them, maybe some thoughtful questions, and I would have gotten their names, which I also forgot to do, didn't even think of doing. Because, as I said, it was asking the questions was a spur-of-the-moment thing. It was nothing that I intended to do when I went out that day. In the future, if I'm in a situation like that, I'm going to make sure that I ask them their name and, you know, ask some proper questions. But because I wasn't prepared for it that day, it didn't happen. But I do live and learn, and in future videos, I'll certainly do better. Now, at the moment, I'm still trying to work out some sort of, I guess support for the camera so that it is steadier. I've been looking at monopods. I can't get one quite like Chef Marco's recommended to me a few times. And I don't really want to get another tripod. I'm missing a piece for our current tripod. So I don't know. I'll sort all that out. But I am definitely going to be doing more videos, because the number one and number two episodes of the Amerinds podcast are both videos. The second one and the first one. The third video is still obviously getting downloads and will eventually probably become the third highest episode. So videos are actually more popular than the audio podcasts. Go figure. I certainly wouldn't have expected that, but that's the way it is. Be that as it may, I am, of course, going to be doing more of the audio podcasts in the year ahead. And as I said, I'm going to be doing more interviews. But again, I put out a sort of a general call. If there's anything in particular you'd like to see me address, a topic area or what have you, do let me know, because I'm always willing to address listener questions or pursue things that you're interested in as far as I'm able. If I can't, I'll tell you that as well. But by all means, feel free to suggest anything you want at any time. It is certainly something that I would welcome. The only other thing I think I want to tell you today is about the weather, because I don't actually talk about that very much on the podcast, for no particular reason, I suppose. But it being summer here in New Zealand, it is January, which is one of the hottest months. It's the equivalent of July in the Northern Hemisphere. And the weather has been pretty hot lately, although we've had a few overcast and even rainy days, which actually makes it difficult for me to get the outside of the house ready for the Civil Union, because I have to do the outside as well as the inside. But still, I'm persevering. But it is hot, and over Christmas, I actually got a bit of sunburn. I was sitting under a tree, but the thing you have to be aware of in this part of the world is that the sun's rays are really intense, and you have to be covered up or use sunscreen or what have you pretty much wherever you are, even under a tree. And unfortunately, I hadn't done that on Christmas. It was a mild sunburn, admittedly, but still, one should avoid sunburn if one can. Well, that's it for today, everybody. I'll be back again later this week with a political chat with Jason, and then I'll be back again on Tuesday of next week. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amerinds Podcast at amerindspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amerindspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed on a Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.